he recruited and coached up three different ACC players of the year, at really the ACC, in a really good era in Smith, Dixon, and Gravis Vasquez. Almost three different eras of basketball. I mean, think about that for a second.
Three totally different players.
And that's really amazing to look back. But it's great to see Gary get recognized.
Greg will talk to you about it. He came to practice this year up to Albany.
Yeah, he came the last 2 years, which is great. You know, last year he told us after he was only there for a day, watched a day of practice, and told us, you know, we had enough pieces now to win. And that's something that Jimmy reminded our players.
He saw that at one practice.
He saw, you know, he coached for a long time, so he can tell quickly if you got enough talent and stuff like that. But he saw the way they played together and what we had and the way we coach and our style and system. And we reminded the players that all year. I think it helped us throughout the year. Just, you know, Coach Williams, remember, he thinks we can win now. He thinks you guys have enough talent. So I think it helped us in the long run. He came up this year again, so it was great to have him up.
I'll ask this to both of you. If you are Dean Smith, Roy Williams, Coach K, who do you think they dreaded seeing the most opposite them on a given night? I mean, it was Gary inside that bubble.
Well,
you knew
there was no dog. You knew there was going to be a dog fight. Dave Gavitt, the late, great Dave Gavitt, who loved Gary and I knew really well, always said the great thing was when the man walks out there, you know his team has a chance. And the other thing about Gary is the way he ran so many sets and he pressed and he was willing to play man or zone. And in other words, you had to really prepare for the Terps. But, yeah, you knew you weren't getting off easy with the Gary Williams team, you know.
They might fall short.
I love Bobby Cremins, but, you know, and he was great. But he was like, some nights you're like, okay, Cremins is just going to sit in a 2-3 and let him fire threes. If they win, hit him, they win or they don't. And I love Bobby. He's a good friend of mine. In other words, I'm not casting aspersions, but there's some coaches that they just, that's what they do. Gary's going to fight. He'll try everything. He'll, for 40 minutes, he'll try to find a way to win the game.
One last thing on the Maryland-Gary front. I saw Juan Dixon the other day. It's kind of interesting to see him on the sideline in a suit.
Sure.
Your take on that?
It's good.
Do you think there's a future there, potentially long-term, that he would one day want to be a head basketball coach in the college ranks?
I mean, I would think so.
The goal.
He's got to go out on the road and recruit. I love Juan, you know, but it's the name of the game in college is recruiting. That's the next thing for him. I think it's great Turgeon has him around.
It can't just be about leadership. It can't just be about basketball IQ. It has to be about recruiting.
Well, no, and Juan really knows the game. In other words, I think Juan can totally do it, but he's a really good coach. Like, Juan really knew the game as a player. Like, Jason Kidd can go coach. Derek Fisher can go coach. I'm not saying whether they're successful or not. In our business, you have to be able to recruit. There's no draft.
Right.
You have to recruit players, outwork people to recruit players, and then you have to manage kids off the court and all that. In other words, do I think Juan could? I think Keith Boos is in a good situation with Gigi. I hope Rodney Elliott gets into the business, which I think he wants to. He's finishing his degree, just finished playing overseas. Because they all played for Gary, so they have that mindset. But just the college part of the game is you can't ever forget that recruiting is really important part. And Gary Williams, I'll leave you with this, was a very underrated recruiter. I don't listen to those. I was in the homes with him. A great evaluator, a great recruiter. Just because he didn't want to run and try and get these like All-Americans or people that you had to like, you know, pay their AAU coach or something. This guy was a great recruiter. In college basketball, you have to get players. Greg's out there. It's more recruiting than ever now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Last question. The game tomorrow night, Siena, Loyola, break this game down. Break down the matchup itself. You're coming here 1-2. Right now the Greyhounds are 2-3. They played a few more games than you. They played some tough opponents earlier.
Yeah, they're 2-0 in the Greets Arena against mid-major opponents.
Right.
That's what matters.
That's what matters.
They beat two teams at our level, kind of. You know, they beat Cornell. They beat UMBC. Obviously, those games on the road are tough when you play Butler and Syracuse. You're going to win 5% of those in your career. So. They're good, though. They do a lot of stuff that we do. They do some different things, but I think it'll be a fun game, energetic game, up and down. They're going to press. We're going to press, so we'll see. We got to score points. If we can score a bunch of points, I think we got a good chance. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
but it should be a lot of fun.
Tyler Hubbard and Eric Laster shoot threes. Those were two guys that we had. We got to, you know, not just outscore them, and I don't mean that in a funny way, but like we have to keep scoring the ball. But they're going to be tough in that building tomorrow night. So it'll be a good game. Anybody out there, you should come out to the game.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Good way to spend the holiday weekend. Gentlemen, thank you so much for popping in. Greg, I know I've mentioned this to you before, but I learned a lot of basketball listening to your dad on the radio on these very airwaves for a long time alongside Johnny Holiday. So that was about as good a team as it gets in the college ranks.
Yeah. We'll see everybody December 14th at the Raven Stadium. We will be there. Because we got Evan Fisher from McDonough. We're allowed to talk about
him. Okay, congratulations.
For us. And we're coming to see him play on the 15th, and he's a really good recruit from McDonough, plays for David Gately. It's funny, he plays for Dave Gately, who who came from Loyola. So it's all in the family still.
All in the family. Jimmy Patsos, their basketball coach at Siena. Greg Manning, his assistant. It is the Saints, and it's the Greyhounds tomorrow night at Reitz. Guys, always a pleasure. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks for having us.
That's Jimmy Patsos. We'll come back for more next here on WBAL News Radio 1090.